We're joined today by Liz Moran, who is the Environmental Policy Director of the New York Public Interest Research Group. Being the naive folks that we are, we thought that by April 2nd, we'd be able to discuss what was in the state budget since the deadline was April 1st. Not yet quite put to bed, however, but hopefully we have some idea what is likely to emerge. So Liz, what were some of the key environmental issues and how are they faring in the budget process?
Yeah, so while we don't have a completed budget yet, we do have a sense of what might and might not end up in the final budget. And there were some interesting proposals from the governor and the legislature in the course of the budget process. For example, the Senate put forward an Environmental Bond Act, a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act. Some of your listeners may be aware, maybe not, that last year the governor had put forward a $3 billion Environmental Bond Act. But because of the pandemic, even though it passed, it was taken off the table, so it didn't go to voters to approve last fall. Now it appears that there's interest again in the Environmental Bond Act. The Senate put forward a proposal in their one house budget, and we're hearing it appears to be very likely voters will get to vote on an Environmental Bond Act. Many are advocating, including us, that it is in 2021. However, we're hearing it looks like voters will get to decide on this in 2022. And then there are a number of other environmental funding initiatives that we're excited to hear about in the budget.
Such as?
Well, we are always looking after the Environmental Protection Fund as one example. The Environmental Protection Fund it funds a number of environmental initiatives, everything from water quality to protecting land. There's some climate initiatives in there. It helps protect our parks and zoos. So it covers a lot of ground. And the governor included $300 million in his proposed budget. The Senate included $300 million. The Assembly actually included more. But it's looking likely that we're going to maintain funding for the Environmental Protection Fund at $300 million. We're also really excited to see that there will be the governor and the legislature have committed to increasing the funding for the Clean Water Infrastructure Act every year. So your listeners know, the Clean Water Infrastructure Act is a very important program. It funds a number of initiatives dedicated to water, everything from the pipes that are designed to take clean water to our homes and take away our wastewater, to treating for toxic chemicals like PFOA and PFOS. So this funding program covers a lot of ground. We have huge water needs in New York State. And back in 2019, the governor promised to double the Clean Water Infrastructure Act. It was funded at $2.5 billion in 2017. And in 2019, it was promised that there would be another $2.5 billion added on top. So the legislature and the governor have been doing that by including $500 million each year. And it's geared up for that to happen again. There will be $500 million for this program in the final budget, unless something crazy happens. But we're anticipating that that will be there.
Now, one of the things that happens in New York, though less so these days, is that a lot of sort of policy issues get pushed into the state budget. And there was a proposal by the chair of the Senate Environmental Committee to do something which I think most groups would support. It's called extended producer responsibility, but generally to make companies that produce waste be responsible for its disposal. But I know a lot of environmental groups, including NYPAR, get pushed back saying that there really needed to be more time to really get the details right, that this is a tricky issue. How is that faring in the budget process?
Yeah, so we're hearing that this likely won't be done in the budget, but it certainly won't be the last we hear of EPR or extended producer responsibility. As you said, Mark, it is a very important concept. New Yorkers are probably most familiar with this concept through the bottle bill, that 5-cent deposit that's on a lot of bottles and cans is a way to get bottles and cans to be returned. So the producers who made them are ultimately responsible for recycling them. It's a great program. It's well known as New York's most effective recycling program and most effective litter reduction program. So EPR can be fantastic, but this legislation aims to achieve a lot. And it's very important that New York State gets this right. There is EPR in other places. Some are better than others. But New York State is viewed as a national and global environmental leader, and we really have to live up to that. So it's important that this legislation, before it is finalized, includes provisions that ensure producers are truly held responsible for their waste, and that there are clear goals for reducing waste, that plastic has to be reduced, and we actually are addressing the single-use plastic pollution crisis.
Speaking of the single plastic use crisis, I don't know if this one's been resolved, but the governor had tried to amend the ban on plastic bags to allow for thicker bags to be used. Is that issue going to be resolved in the state budget, or is that going to be kicked down the road, or do we know yet?
It's unclear. It appears that that might end up getting kicked down the road. Both the Senate and the Assembly did not include that proposal in their One House budgets, but it's still being discussed. A lot of retailers seem to be very concerned that they're not going to be able to give out these thicker plastic bags. And I suppose it should be noted that the types of bags the governor proposed, many consumers might be familiar with. It's not necessarily those thicker plastic bags that are very similar to an everyday grocery store bag. They're just slightly thicker. These are more like almost a pseudo fabric material, or like a very thick, like recycled woven plastic. That's what the governor proposed allowing. But it did raise this question, which is why we didn't support this, and we still would prefer it not to move forward. It still is the production of plastic. And if we're going to address the plastic waste crisis and the climate crisis, we have to stop producing so much plastic to begin with.
Now, another issue I know is not being dealt with in the state budget is the proposal for some form of a carbon tax. Some call it a polluter penalty. New York Renews has a proposal to raise about $15 billion a year, some of that rebated to low and moderate income people, others invested in renewable energy. That's not going to be dealt with in a budget, but I know that climate groups are going to fight for that post-budget. What are some of the things that NYPERC hopes that the legislature on the environment will deal with post-budget?
Absolutely. We think it is so important that New York State moves forward with its Make Polluters Pay principle. Many New Yorkers might be familiar with Make Polluters Pay when it comes to like a Superfund site. And the premise is the entity that caused the pollution should be the ones that pay up for the pollution, the damage they've caused. This extends to the climate crisis. Why should everyday New Yorkers be the ones that are forced to pay up for the investments we know will have to be made to protect our environment, to protect our communities, and to ensure the transition to clean, renewable energy? So there are a number of ways this can be accomplished. As you mentioned, there's legislation called the Climate and Community Investment Act, which is a polluter penalty. This is a very important proposal and should absolutely be considered moving forward. Another thing the legislature could and should easily do is start eliminating fossil fuel subsidies. Why are we giving these major tax giveaways to an industry that not only has caused tremendous damage and has put us in this horrible climate crisis we're now facing, but is also antiquated? This is an antiquated technology, antiquated energy source that is not creating new jobs. If anything, they're starting to lose jobs. So it's just a poor investment for the state to be making, and we can save millions of dollars by ending fossil fuel subsidies.
We have about 20 seconds left. I've been talking to Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director of NYPERG, NYPERG.org. Well, thank you very much, Liz Moran. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.